number one pass defense this week. What stands out about Denver's corners?
Yeah, obviously good players. You know, Aqib Talib's a guy that's been playing for a long time, extremely talented. You know, he's rangy. Is obviously a savvy guy that's been around and seen a lot of ball. And then Harris on the other side. And then when they bring Roby in, you know, they got some good players. And it kind of all ties together because, you know, they got a good front that kind of gets after the quarterback. So it's not like they necessarily have to cover for long, but they're good enough to where they can cover for as long as they want. So it's going to be a challenge.
Is your approach when they've got the opponent has good corners on either side, you just got to go with what's comfortable for you and not really worry about targeting a guy?
Yeah, you know, I think, and it's, you know, I think they're both extremely good guys on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be more so just what we're doing. You know, it's not like he's better than that guy. Let's stay away from one or the other. They're both good players. They're both really good players. And, you know, more so for us, it's going to be, you know, let's decide what we want to do and let's do it quick. You know, let's find ways to hold up and attack the guys on the edge. And then let's get the ball out quick.
Stewart and Ward are really good at baiting quarterbacks into throwing once they got past the corners. How do you avoid
Yeah, you know, 43 comes down and he plays a lot in the box, and then, you know, Stewart plays back in the post and is extremely rangy, you know, kind of gets red line to red line really well and can make plays. So it's going to be, you know, kind of, you know, how do we keep him in the middle or look him off, you know, kind of get him going away from where we're trying to go because, you know, like you said, he has the ability to kind of get over there and pick off balls on the sideline. You know, so he's just going to have to be sharp and everything.
In your 3 years of looking at tape of opponents, have you seen a defense that, you know, does as many things as well as this one does?
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, they're obviously one of the best, if not the best, and rightfully so. You know, really at every position, you know, they're extremely talented. And they do a good job. You know, they don't do a whole lot schematically, but they're really good at what they do. So, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, it's definitely up there. It's close to the best, if not the best, that, you know, we've played since I've been here.
What do you have to do well in order to be effective against them?
Yeah, I think we got to find ways to handle, you know, Miller and Ware and then Shane Ray when they bring him in. You know, there's going to be a lot on Kelvin Beachum and Jeremy Parnell to kind of do that, but it's not on them. It's on everybody. You know, it's on backs and tight ends to get chips. It's on receivers to get open quick. It's on me to get the ball out quick. So it's going to be a team effort in trying to, you know, keep those guys from ruining the game.
You're doing the my cleats, my cause thing. Why was that so important for you?
It was cool because, you know, I think it's an opportunity to, I guess, further or expand, you know, the knowledge of your foundation and what you're trying to do. You get a chance to wear it on your cleat. So I got a chance to put, you know, the firefighter and the police station kind of shields on my cleats. And then on the inside was the Down syndrome ribbon and the autism ribbon. So it was just an opportunity to kind of get my message out there. And this is, you know, what my foundation supports. So I think it was a really cool thing from, you know, the NFL and from Nike.
Blake, when Von Miller's around there, I mean, is that like the first thing you're going to look at when you try and get up to the line of scrimmage, find out where he is?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely some stuff we'll have to where, you know, we'll slide some different things his way. But, you know, he's on the right most of the time. He will switch up and go play left or, you know, do something different. But most of the time he's on our right side. You know, but he's definitely, you know, a guy that, like you said, you got to be aware of on where he is because there's going to be different things protection-wise that we might have to account for him.
What is he do differently as a pass rusher? Maybe the other guys don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the defense or the offensive tackles will be better at answering that. I just know he gets to the quarterback extremely fast.
Windmills at home, how important to try to get off that schneid?
Yeah, we'd love to win at home. It's been painful. Obviously, it's been, you know, rough for not good not winning at home. You know, I know the fans aren't happy about it, and neither are we. And you know, we're excited to get a chance to come back. You know, after two away games, come play at home. Feels though as offensively there's some good things going on, you know, so we'd like to continue that and bring it here, you know, and hopefully win, you know, at home in front of our crowd.
Did you talk to Malik at all about stuff he did or they did?
Yeah, you know, not yet. Something that you know, I'm sure we will during the week, you know, talk to him and try and get some things from him, but not have it yet.
The worst could be facing him too this week.
Yeah, that would just add a little bit more.
Is there anything to the idea of the remaining teams on the schedule all kind of battling for playoff spots, that sort of thing? I mean, do you think about, you know, being a spoiler or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I think more so look at it as, you know, here's a bunch of teams that, you know, have an opportunity or are in a race to make the playoff hunt. Let's see how we stack up against them. You know, let's go play them. You know, we feel as though we can play with anybody, so let's see how good we are with an opportunity to play some good teams at the end of the season.
Would it help to, for Nate to get the play call in even faster maybe than normal with all the stuff you're going to have to look at with what they do at every level?
Yeah, you know, he does a pretty good job of that. You know, and something we always want to talk – or we're always talking about is, you know, let's continue to pick up our tempo in and out of the huddle, which, you know, kind of starts with him and calling the play. So it's something he's aware of that he's always trying to get in as quickly as possible, but it would definitely help out.
Your cleats thing, Nike designed them, right? How much input did you have on the design?
Yeah, you know, they kind of did the design on their own, and it's pretty, you know, a really cool design, and I just kind of gave them the things I wanted on it, and then they kind of just put it on there wherever and then designed the cleat. So they did a really good job.